And now, it's Food for Thought.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Food for Thought with Carol and Tracy. We are live at the Beacon Building at 814 Elm Street, right in downtown Manchester. It is such a beautiful day today.
I am pumped up. Right? It is hot, hot, hot outside.
It's gorgeous. And Chef Patrick is in the house.
Hello. How are you?
And today, listeners, we are going to talk all about barbecue. We're going to talk about barbecue because it is now the time to barbecue. And it's funny because Chef Patrick, he brought in all his barbecue stuff. So I came ready. So stay tuned and listen. We're also going to do a trivia. I have a nice package from the Red Arrow. It's going to be a $50 value.
So nice.
Stay tuned and listen in when we do our trivia. And of course, it's about barbecue.
And we have a giveaway to talk about as well on a blog about barbecue as well.
Yes,
so we'll
from
talk about that.
Kim.
Yep.
And so how's everybody doing?
I told you, I'm pumped up. The nice weather just gets my blood going. I'm so excited.
Yeah, same here.
I don't care if it's 100 degrees outside. I'm happy. I might be a little sweaty and uncomfortable, but I'm happy because it's not 20 degrees.
A little sweaty. Look at me. Like I said, look at me. I sweat in the shower, like I said last week. So, you know, that's all fine, you know. I'd rather the warm weather.
Yep.
Over cold weather any day?
Any day of the week.
Any day.
So why do we live here?
I know, right?
It's also nice to get a little bit cold, too. You know?
A little, but sometimes it gets a bit
maybe
much.
December, January.
Yeah, yeah. You know.
Somebody needs to fix that. Just December and January.
I'll look into that.
Fix that for us, okay?
Absolutely. So I'll look into that.
So like when you leave here, because Chef Patrick, his in-laws have a place up in Wells and...
York.
Yeah,
right by there.
I was just talking about Wells, sorry, in York. And so like right after this, you go up there?
Not today. Depends on the week. Today we have a bunch of stuff. So the kids are still in school now.
Oh,
so
still?
Yeah. Concord's still in school. So they go till tomorrow's the last day for them tomorrow.
Okay. Goffstown is always the last place to get to school. I can't believe somebody's actually out later than my son's. My oldest son's last day was yesterday because he graduated eighth grade. Went to his big ceremony last night. So eighth graders didn't have to go to school today. But my seventh grader had to go half day today.
He's done. And it sounds like I've been talking to you. It sounds like they're not doing too much lately. You know, my daughter's like, we're going to have a pizza party today.
Yeah, I know. They do like
they
nothing.
Don't do anything for it's the like last crazy. 2 weeks. I don't understand why there has to be like
Wrap
a certain amount of days when the last 2 weeks they don't do anything.
Manchester ended last week.
Did they?
Friday.
Yeah, we
actually, it was Thursday last week.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow. That's early.
My friend Michelle is a teacher, and she had to go 2 days after the student, Friday and Monday.
I have friends in Connecticut that have been gone, been done for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You know,
You go further south, like Oklahoma, where I'm from, and they've been out since May, probably.
Well,
Florida, too.
Our college has been out since May. The first week in May, so.
Colleges always get out early.
It's a tough job.
Really.
Someone's got to get out early, and it's me.
And then he hangs out at the beach.
That's it.
Yep.
That's what I do.
That's where I'm coming. I'm going to go hang out with him.
I still work. I have two classes. Well, 2 days worth of classes. Four classes in 2 days is what
it's
I
all
teach.
Good. You're a teacher.
That's it.
You
That's
guys,
it.
That's you
it.
Know.
But I do extra work on the side, you know. So, I mean, I have my modeling career. And, that's what I do.
Oh my God, I just think you are.
I'm a hand model, okay? I never said what kind of model I am. Hand and foot, okay?
Oh,
for chef shoes, you know?
I just had this visual of you, you know, laying across the bed like Marilyn Monroe.
I know,
with your hand above your head.
I got my Speedo on.
Sexy.
I'm like, hey, how you doing? We're full-figured males, I'll tell you right now.
I would pay to see that.
It's the new chef wear line, you know? I'm telling you.
There you go.
It's the Speedo line. It gets hot in the kitchen, I'll tell you right now.
Oh, man. We're going to just keep chatting. We'll wait for Donna.
Where's Donna? I'm trying to warm up, you know, for that, you know?
Yeah, Donna will, if she heard that, I'm sure she will take that one to a good place.
I'm sure she will.
She's listening right now, I'm telling you.
Do we have any food holidays?
We do. Today is National Fudge Day.
That's why I'm pumped up. It's hot outside, and I love fudge.
It's Fudge Day. It's also Fresh Veggies Day.
That's a funny combination.
Well, no, I shouldn't say that.
It's all great. No, I'm just kidding.
It's also Dairy Goat Awareness Week.
Oh. Well,
yeah. Okay, so that's actually a good tie-in to somebody we have coming on the show in a few weeks.
Yes.
About she has goats for hire to come and eat all of your poison ivy and weeds that take over and everything. So that's going to be real interesting. So
really?
National Goat Day, and we're going to have a goat lady on. Oh, she probably doesn't like to be called the goat lady, but
I always just think of that
is,
Jim
though.
Brewer skit on Saturday Night Live. You know, the goat guy, you know, so.
There are 45 people in the U.S. listed in the white pages with the last name Goat.
45?
45.
That's a lot. I would have thought it would be much lower.
That is so funny.
Hey, so, Mr. Yeah. Goat.
I know, right? Mr. and Mrs. Goat.
That'd be disappointing if they didn't actually own a goat or anything like that. You know, I think right. I would have to get a goat if I was just...
Right?
Know, yeah.
I would think so.
Oh, that's my pet
mascot.
Goat.
But
yeah.
Listeners, tonight is the big party. It's like the best party of the year. It's the best of New Hampshire party. It's being held at the Northeast Delta Dental Stadium, a.k.a. Fisher Cats.
Wow.
And it is a blast. I've been going. Red Arrow has been. We've been attending it every single year since 2000. This is our 16th year joining it. Red Arrow won Best Breakfast and Best Diner. And what it is, it's all the people, you know, the food vendors that won awards, and it's all samples of food. And they do a fantastic job with. They're going to have entertainment. They have quite a few different entertainment. We had Rick Broussard on last week, and he was talking about it. And it's always just a really, really fun time. So, and it's going to be beautiful tonight. And so come on
out. You can get
out.
Tickets at the door, right?
You can definitely get tickets at the door.
Anybody
yeah.
know how much they are?
I
for
don't.
For people listening? I don't. I'll look it up.
I don't. They are usually a little bit pricey, but the proceeds go to the New Hampshire Food Bank. So just keep that in mind.
Oh, so that is worth
you know,
it.
Yeah, keep that in mind.
Like
and there's raffles going on, and it's really just a fun time. So it's kind of like, I consider it like the kickoff of summer.
Yeah.
You know, it's
Now what do you guys serve there? And you guys, is it small samples type of thing?
Yeah, it's like small samples. We are serving a mini meatloaf dinner.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is good. I like
kind
that.
Cool. So a chunk of meatloaf, a little bit of mashed potatoes, a little bit of gravy.
Oh,
right.
I love
yum.
Meatloaf. I was craving meatloaf today.
The only thing, my biggest pet peeve with meatloaf is that it doesn't have peppers. I don't like green peppers in my meat.
Me either.
Yeah, I'm not a big
some
green
people
pepper.
Do.
Hey, you know what my
I was asked.
My mother-in-law puts in hers is green olives.
Really?
Yeah, and it's, you know, I was surprised because, you know, like when I first came around, I started eating it, and then all of a sudden now I love it like that.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And you know what? I like to do mine with ground turkey.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I like the ground turkey. I think it has more flavor. I don't know. I really like it.
And you wouldn't think that, but it does.
No, you wouldn't, but it does. And then if I would tell the family it was turkey, then they wouldn't like it.
Yeah.
Like, really.
Because you think turkey and you think that bland and all that, but when I've made it, I told you before, my kids love it. So I found the information. So it's tonight, 6:30 to 9:00. Individual is 65, but they do have a group rate. And kids, 4 to 10, are only $19 a piece. So, and all of it, like you said, goes to the New Hampshire Food Bank.
Right.
So
exactly.
It's like making a donation right
donation
to them.
Donation to the food bank.
And
exactly.
You get to enjoy all of this food and entertainment, and it's a beautiful night to be out.
And they're having fireworks at the end. And you know what? The Fisher Cats, that stadium, Northeast Delta Dental, they do the best fireworks.
Oh,
they
yeah.
are really awesome.
I love seeing a game there. That is like, it's you talk about it. So when I go to places like that, especially like if I go to Fenway or if I go somewhere else, it's a food scene for me. It's like, you start right off and you start have a bowl of chowder. It's like going to a fair, you know, and then you get the onion rings and then you get whatever.
Of course.
And they had the crazy, last time I went to, they had like fresh shaved roast beef going on there and all sorts of. Yeah, it was pretty good. I was pretty
You
impressed.
Know what my thing is when we go to Fenway?
Yeah.
We usually go, you know, maybe a couple times a year. Right? You know, when you go in through the little turnstile thing, you're right on Lansdowne. Is it Lansdowne?
Yeah.
Is that street?
Yeah, Lansdowne. Yeah. Yep.
And you go through the turnstile and you get in there and it's just so exciting when you get through there. My first thing is you got to get a draft beer.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm not a real big beer person, but a nice cold draft at Fenway. That's what we do. We go straight to the draft beer.
Yeah, yeah.
Walk around with your draft.
Oh, yeah. So my neighbors across the street actually became, remember, you know, the K-Men that hold the K's, the on the Green Monster, When you always see the KKK. They're always in. So they met, the original K-Men became part of the K-Men. And then I would go and fill in there all the time, paint my face red and
get out.
Oh yeah, right on the Green Monster. They would rope off a whole section and we'd be up there and we're on ESPN and all that sort of stuff.
How fun is that?
Oh, wicked fun. But right next door is like the you know, the hot dog cart and then the beer, you know, thing.
So
it was perfect. I mean, but it was only like standing room only because you had to post the case, because every time, you know, they struck somebody out, you post the case and you go over there. It's fantastic. I mean, I would never see another. I don't like going to the seats because I'm a big guy and I don't want to get stuck in the seat. You know, of course, I'm usually in a wheel like this. So standing room is awesome. You know, so it was. But it's on the monster. Yeah, yeah. I'll show you pictures one of these days.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, our guest is ready. I can't wait to hear what she has to talk about today. So let's welcome on Donna from Delaware. Hey, Donna.
How y'all doing? How y'all feeling? And how y'all living?
We are good.
Living large.
Y'all living large?
It's
just shaking.
Beautiful
bacon.
Over here. It's
beautiful.
It's so
there.
Beautiful. It is.
Oh, y'all lucky because it's raining cats and dogs and frogs.
Oh, don't send it up here.
Well, it's coming. Here you go. Wisha. You hear me? If I got it, y'all got it. You know how if somebody gets the chicken pox, you give it to them. Wisha. I'm get wishing it on y'all too. You hear me?
Shame.
So oh my God, I just got them.
I'm just shaking and baking, y'all, working and twerking. I've been trying to drop it like it's hot, but you know me, I can only get the room temperature at my age. Yes, child. So everybody good?
Yeah, everybody's good.
So y'all were talking about hot dogs. Who had some hot dogs? Patrick, in there talking about hot dogs?
Absolutely. Yeah.
What do you put on your hot dog, Patrick?
Today I put chili and cheese. You know, it's kind of a breakfast hot dog. Yeah.
Oh,
absolutely.
I want some coleslaw and pickles on mine.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
Don't that sound good?
Not to me. I'm not a coleslaw person.
You don't like coleslaw?
Mm-mm.
You don't
never
like
have.
No cabbage?
I like cabbage,
you
but
got
I don't
your own
like
cabbage.
Coleslaw.
You got your own cabbage patch. You don't want nobody else's cabbage.
I don't know what it is about coleslaw. Just not a fan. Yeah, we're ready.
You're not a fan? I am a fan. Anyway, here we go. Because y'all, you know, I had an exciting weekend. I got to tell y'all about what was going on down in these hair parts. Here we go. And now, I love getting out and about and having me some fun in the sun. And that's what I did on last Sunday, which was my fun day. Because I don't have to run day, just like the Bengals. Anyway, I got to attend Odunde, one of the largest African-American street festivals in the country. Now, this was my first time attending such an event, and I wanted to see and hear and taste all that Odunde had to offer. Now, I walked and walked amongst the grand herd of the finest Rainbow Coalition that the City of Brotherly Love had to offer. I've seen people standing in line for the fish fry to the man with the bow tie trying to hustle me a bean pie. Now, people were selling incense and knockoff Gucci glasses. I got to meet Bernadette Stanz, best known as Thelma from the show Good Times. Y'all, she still looks dynamite. And I saw the pound-for-pound boxing champ, Philly's own B-Hop, Bernard Hopkins, was in the place to be. Well, after me getting my glaze and amazement on, I was in the mood for some street food. I was tempted, y'all. I was tempted to stand in line for 20 minutes waiting to savor the flavor of the Jamaica funk. But it was too many funky people in line. And when I seen the sweat pouring off the man serving up that Caribbean cuisine with those soggy gloves on, touching everything except some soap and hot water, I was the rude girl and had to pass that Jamaican beef patty on by. I didn't have the heart to tell him, can you please take off those nasty behind gloves and wash your hands and pass me one of those Jamaican patties, Rasta Man? Because I wasn't trying to be called out of my name, no bumble clot. No way. For the life of me, y'all, I don't understand why people think it's okay for people to have on gloves to give you the green light to go here and get E. coli. Take it from me, your future health inspector, a.k.a. the sanitation popo. Gloves protect the person wearing them, not you eating from them. Kin, kin, and kin. I did get to get my old school hip hop on with the Brand Nubians. They put me in the mood to slow down. Yeah, Grand Pooba, he looked like he had 10 of those Jamaican patties along with a side of a half of a cow. But all wasn't lost, y'all. I did get me some sunshine and the recipe of the week. Hey, Big Daddy, wash your hands and give me some of that veggie Jamaican patty. Kim, here's what you'll need to make those patties, a.k.a. Jamaican Hot Pockets, while doing the limbo, steel drums and all, minus the salmonella and the ganja that was in the air. You'll need 2.5 cups of all-purpose flour, 1 tablespoon of turmeric. You'll need 1/2 teaspoon of salt. You'll need 1/4 teaspoon of baking powder. You'll need 1 tablespoon of curry powder. You'll need 1/4 cup of ghee chilled and 1/4 cup of shortening. If you do not have ghee, you can go ahead and use Crisco butter shortening. Just chilled it. Chill it. You'll need 3/4 cup of chicken broth, ice cold. Like that beer you was having, Patrick. Ice cold. Make that chicken broth ice cold. Also, this is what you'll need for your filling. You'll need 1 cup of kimchi green onion. Yes, I use kimchi. Now, I found it in my favorite spot. So I know that y'all want to know all about kimchi, but we'll talk about that later. If you do not have kimchi, you can use regular green onions with 1/4 cup of chicken broth. Chop it up. You'll need 1/2 cup of carrots. You'll need 1/2 of a red bell pepper. You'll need 1 tablespoon of coconut sugar. You'll need 1/2 teaspoon of allspice. You'll need 1/4 teaspoon of paprika. You'll need 3 tablespoons of garlic chili sauce. You'll need 2 cans of black beans. We talked about black beans last week, Carol. I found what we could do with some black beans, girl. We can use it in this Jamaican patty. Instead of serving them nasty veggie hamburgers, we can do a Jamaican-style mountain. Okay, this is what you're going to use. You're going to 2 cans of those black beans. You're going to use 1 can of the pinto beans in the can. You'll need 1 teaspoon of garlic powder, curry powder, and you'll need 1 cup of portobello mushrooms. 1/2 teaspoon of garlic powder. You'll need 1/4 teaspoon of dried thyme, and you'll need 3 cups of pinko bread. One third cup of pinko bread crumbs, and 1 egg beaten with 2 tablespoons of water. Now, to make those patties, you're going to sift together all your ingredients: your flour, your salt, your baking powder, and turmeric, curry. And you're going to place that in a large bowl. And once you have that, you're going to place your ghee and your flour into your blender, Tracy, because you know me. I'm going to blend it on up. I pulsated it until I got it in fine crumbs. I dumped it all into a bowl, and then I mixed in my chicken broth, and I squeezed it with my hands. Don't mess with the dough too much, because then you'll have it tacky and wacky. Then I placed it in the refrigerator to rest. You can do that. You can place it in the refrigerator for at least 1 hour, or it can be placed in the refrigerator with saran wrap for up to 5 days. You're going to remove it from the fridge for a few minutes to let your dough rest, and then this is how I made the filling. I placed my kimchi, my chili sauce, carrots, my bell pepper and sugar and mushrooms in the blender, and I pulsated it until I had fine pieces. Then I took that out and placed it in a bowl. Then I took my beans and I rinsed them off because I don't want that slimy stuff on my beans. And then what I did was I took a potato masher and I mashed up my beans, and then I placed my beans with my kimchi mix and allspice and curry, garlic and thyme, and pinko breadcrumbs. Mixed it all up. Preheated my oven to 400 degrees and rolled out 8 portions of the balls, of my dough balls. And I did them in rectangular shapes, about pancake size thick. Put your veggie filling inside, fold over half of your dough on the other side, seal your edges, and then with a little water, crimple with the fork. Then what you're going to do with the eggs, you're going to brown it with the eggs, and you're going to place it in the oven for 30 to 40 minutes. Now go on, eat your Jamaican veggie patties, man. King.
Wow.
Yes, it was a mouthful, wasn't it? I had to get it in.
Quite a process. You got a video of that?
Process, but I know that y'all don't have that much time, so you know it. Thank God Don knows how to talk fast.
That you do.
I got everything you said. Absolutely.
You got it all, Patrick?
I got it. I'm making them tonight.
You're going to make them? Patrick, I made them last night, and me and Teddy was whining. Wine with me, Mom. Yeah, we was doing a limbo in here with them Jamaican patties.
Well, I didn't get everything because I do not write fast. So why don't you tell everybody who's listening where they can get it?
You can get it, I will definitely post it on Dynasty Lights, and that way you can get it, and you can go ahead and wine with me, and you can do the limbo, because, you know, life is for living, and food is for giving. And you know Donna shaking her dreads, Rasta man, go and shake her tambourine, and go get me a whip, and all that, because, you know, Donna got to get on out of here and make some more Jamaican patties. And make sure y'all use clean hands. Don't give Donna no dirty Jamaican patties, because I ain't playing that. So y'all have a good day, and remember, the sanitation po-po will get you if your hands ain't clean. I ain't eating after no dirty people. And y'all shouldn't eat after no dirty people either. Talk to y'all later. Love y'all.
Bye. Bye.
See you later.
Goodbye. Wow.
All right. You know, absolutely. Yep.
I simply love that she kicks off our show every week because she livens it up.
She does.
That's been a topic with her for, you know, she's very phobic, you know, as far as, you know, listening, which I don't blame her. You have to be like that when you're cooking. But, you know, I was like, what?
You know what? And I bet you that her and Teddy were doing the limbo at their house last night. I really do. I am serious.
I believe it.
You are listening to Food for Thought with Carol and Tracy. Chef Patrick's in the house today. We're going to be talking some barbecue. And stay tuned, too, because we are going to be doing a trivia with a $50 gift package from the Red Arrow. So stay tuned. We're going to go to a short break. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol and Tracy. Chef Patrick's in the house. Lakes Region Community College. And we are going to be talking about barbecue and at the top of the hour. And we also have coming in to speak with us, and I'm anxious to meet him because I've never actually really met him. I do go there, so I know who he is, but I've never actually met him per se. But it is Shay Nealon, the owner over at Farm and Flower Market over on Webster Street. That's like been around for years, so I'm anxious to hear his story.
So if nobody's ever been in there, they've absolutely driven by it probably 100 times.
They have flowers too.
Yeah, definitely.
I've gotten some flowers there too from time to time. But you have something to share with us about strawberries.
Yeah, a couple of things.
No, this is the season.
From Kim Bergeron's site, if you go to Southern New Hampshire, all spelled out, kids.com, she has a great blog over there. And a couple of things that she just blogged about recently. One of them is, I'm going to say this wrong. I always do. Devrin's.
Everybody knows what you're talking
about,
though. Yes. Really
the wonderful, wonderful farm and ice cream stand on Mass Road has apparently last year, I wasn't aware of this, purchased a strawberry farm and or purchased land and planted strawberries and everything. And apparently they are in full bloom, and you can go and pick your own or you can buy them. And the address there, it's not at Devrin's. It is at 47 Story Road in Goffstown.
There you go.
So it's great to have. I know there's probably a lot of strawberry fields around, but it's great to know of a new one that's local. You can go in, and I didn't see all the prices, but I did see if it pick your own is $2.29 a pound. So
there's nothing like fresh, nice, big, juicy strawberries.
Have you ever tried growing those before?
No.
I saw. I decided I got to kick one year.
And
it wasn't
you did?
A kick. Oh yeah. Well, I built a raised garden and I put the best soil in there, supposedly according to the landscape people that I got it from. And I decided, I'm gonna put strawberries in there. And they're not gonna take the first year, but the second year. And I planted them all up. And it actually wasn't my garden. It was my wife's garden. She wanted to have a garden. I said, all right. So we put all this sort of stuff in there. And I don't know. The area wasn't well lit, but it just didn't take off. And I'm like sitting. And imagine, I'm like, oh yeah, we're gonna have fresh strawberries, you know, tomatoes and everything. Yeah, it was just, I did more.
There's gotta be
something. Weed the garden. Yeah. I mean, I guess you can't have a garden without weeds. I mean, that's what it is now. I mean,
there's gotta be something that you have to do special to them, because a friend of mine gave me some pieces of, you know, strawberry plants several years ago, and I planted them mostly just because I like the foliage. Like, they're really pretty. It's like a nice ground cover. So I planted some, and it comes back every year. It fills the whole area. You get little flowers, but I have not once gotten fruit.
Oh no, same thing.
So I know I'm missing something. So, and I have something else later to share from Kim as well. And so we'll get back to that after the break.
Sounds good. You're listening to Food for Thought. We're at the top of the hour. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.